he is a plot device. And
yes.
This is the real issue with the show, is that like things just happen because the plot says that they have to, because they want to get from point A to point B. And yes. Malvo is a guy who is just a force of nature who functions as, sometimes he's Anton Chigurh, sometimes he's John Goodman from Barton Fink and just like a menace.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter because he's not a real character. They don't feel like they have to like have a motivation for this guy. He's not a person who wants anything. He's just a killer. And then like that kind of results in the end of the show where there's these dumb shots of wolves, because who's the hunted, a lone
predator who just kind of, you know, makes his way around the world. And meanwhile, Martin Freeman, he's running on thin ice. He is.
I know. God, come on. Embarrassing. They should be embarrassed
of having him run on thin ice. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
What if he does it literally?
Yeah.
I feel like the show is sort of I don't know anything about how this show got started, but it feels like a doomed idea from the start.
Mm-hmm.
It
feels like it's supposed to be a tribute to the Coen brothers overall. You know, like you've got all these little Dennis Reynolds' character is like very obviously is supposed to be a Brad Pitt from Burn After Reading sort of type. Right. And they're like, well, that's he's like kind of a weirdly effeminate but also masculine kind of cartoon man who like, you know, is kind of a dumbass, but he's like a useful dumbass in the plot and whatever. But then they just end up accidentally making him like a rock star character, you know, like he feels like he's taken out of Grand Theft Auto more than anything else.
Wait, which character?
Dennis, the oh, yeah. chump.
No,
whatever.
Yes. He looks so, yeah, he's so ridiculous and over the top. And it says that in the Wikipedia, according to the Wikipedia, it says that this was, he wrote a script, Noah Hawley, who created the show, he wrote a script about this, and the Coens were impressed by it and agreed to be named as executive producers, meaning they didn't do anything on this. They just were like, sure, we approve of this. Each season is heavily influenced by various Coen brothers films, mm-hmm. each containing numerous references to them. And that's one of the other things I really hated about this show, was just like Stavros finds that case of money. That's the money from Fargo, the movie.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you couldn't think of a better way to do it than he just like randomly walks over to the fence and digs it up.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Why did he do that? Did he know the money was there? It's like, it feels like a Reddit Star Wars fanfic, but mm-hmm. it's like, it literally feels like The Force Awakens of Coen Brothers, where it's like, what if we just make the same show, but worse?
Yeah. And we like use these allusions to things, and we use kind of like the broad ideas of these things, but with no actual understanding of like mechanically what makes them work, what makes them funny, what makes them enjoyable. I just really didn't fucking like this. Is kind of really where I come down on it, is like I had fun in the pilot. I had fun watching, even though like Billy Bob Thornton's character is dog shit and like there's no actual purpose for him in the story. This is the thing, right? Is that like you could have probably cut his whole character from this, and you probably could have cut all of the Stavros things. You could have cut Mr. Numbers and Mr. Wrench. You know, like all of these things could have been cut, and you could have still had essentially the same story, which is that Martin Freeman murders his wife and tries to hide it, you know?